My dad works in B2B marketing. He came by my school for career day and said he was a big ROAS man. Then he told everyone how much he loved calculating his return on ad spend. My friends still laugh at me to this day.
Not everyone gets B2B, but with LinkedIn, you'll be able to reach people who do. Get a $100 credit on your next ad campaign. Go to linkedin.com/results to claim your credit. That's linkedin.com/results. Terms and conditions apply. LinkedIn, the place to be. To be.
From the mind of a 2-foot-tall talking Spunks puppet comes this year's biggest challenge. It's time for Bob's Dare to Compare. The hottest game show on TV that asks, what happens when you compare Bob's to the competition? You get style. You get quality. You get beeps and boops and dings and whomps. And thousands of dollars in savings. Everyone's a winner when you dare to compare with Bob's Discount Furniture. Shop in store or at mybobs.com to play now.
In life and recovery, every day is a little different. Embrace the good days, the not so good days, and the challenges, and acknowledge how you overcame them. Find the path to recovery that works for you. Learn more at cdc.gov/stopoverdose.
Mitch, please.
All right, guys, we had some noise yesterday from Syracuse, in which Kyle McCord went off in a 38-22 win over Ohio. 4 touchdowns, 354 yards for the former Ohio State QB, and Orange head coach Fran Brown after the game essentially thanking Ryan Day for his new slinger.
I mean, Kyle's a good football player. You seen it right there. I just sent Ryan Day a bottle of champagne for allowing us to get him. It's pretty cool.
Great move. Great move. When you hear a coach say something like that, does that affect you at all, Rodney? I mean, not as a player. I mean, what's your opinion on hearing that?
I need to run the clip back.
When he says what he says, like, there's no way on earth Syracuse is ever going to have to play Ohio State.
Oh, yeah.
So he doesn't have to worry about any of that stuff, because even like bowl games, it's never going to happen. You get, if you're Fran Brown, you get a quarterback you probably wouldn't have been able to get before. Kyle McCord is a high-level quarterback for a place like Syracuse. For a place like Ohio State, no, he's not. Obviously, he wasn't good enough to be able to carry the mantle for him. But a place like Syracuse is obviously high-level. Did you, by the way, what did you think of Will Howard?
I thought he was decent. I think they're going to run the ball a lot more with him in big games. Like, he will be an asset. He will be a weapon. As far as, like, everything else, I don't think he's not nearly the type of guy that's going to put a team on his back, carry him to a national championship, but they don't need him. That's not why they went and got him. I mean, remember, he got banged up last year, and then at one point got benched, you know,
when do they play?
Little Man, what do you call it? The Little Apple, what do you call it? Kansas State.
Manhattan.
Yeah, so he had times last year where he struggled, but I think his legs are going to be a huge asset for them. I was not impressed with the offensive line in that game either.
Well, I still don't think you got to worry that much about the offensive line, at least for another couple of weeks. Worry that much. I told you about Michigan sucking up the room on the offensive line on Saturday. They were playing Fresno State, and I told you one of their best players isn't even there anymore. I mean, they're not even that. Don't worry about it, at least not yet. I still think he's going to be pretty vanilla until Oregon. Do you pay attention? You went to Virginia. Do you pay attention to college football?
I do. I'm kind of in and out right now.
Virginia's a smart school, though.
Ah, we won.
At least
got that dub.
Doesn't happen that often.
Okay.
I gotta say it now, don't I?
They beat Richmond.
Hey, this is a new year. New year. So I like, you're only as good as your last game. And right now we're sitting 1-0. We beat the Richmond Spiders. Did what we needed to do. Good performance. I like how we looked offensively, defensively, and on team. So I'm satisfied. I'm good this week.
All right. Tone, what did you want to ask Rodney before we came back?
So, without giving away the state secrets, you guys have the day off today anyway. And I imagine, you know, the game planning, we'll get to the nitty gritty tomorrow. But, you know, CeeDee Lamb, I mean, he's one of the high profile guys. He had almost 1,800 yards last year.
Oh, yeah.
He is that safety valve, too. I mean, Dak and him have a great, great chemistry. How tough is it? You go up against great receivers every week, it seems, but how tough is it going up against him?
Yeah, CeeDee Lamb, like you said, is a very dynamic player, somebody that you know, gains your attention immediately. One with the stats, but then obviously when you turn on the film and you see how him and Dak work, you know, they have great synergy. You can see the connections there. They spend a lot of time, and you know, he's a problem, and so we definitely have him circled at all times and knowing exactly where he is on the field. And there are some tells, which is good for us, and understanding, you know, where they place him. You can have a good idea about what is going to happen next. So that's where film study is going to come in. But yeah, we will have our hands full this week, and we understand the challenge that we're up against.
That Ravens game last year, like, we're only going, we've had an entire offseason and half of last season of where we're looking forward to see what we have with Deshaun Watson. Mm-hmm. Does last year's second half of the Ravens game mean anything to players about the confidence level you might have in him this season? Or is it just like, you know what, we're all turning a page and we're moving forward?
Absolutely.
Does mean something?
Absolutely. And when you, you know, that was a very defining moment for us, not only, you know, we're speaking about four, but as a team, I thought that was a defining moment for us. You know, going into hostile territory, division opponent, the way that game started, and for us to rally, stay together, and then to top it off, one of the great performances I've seen in a half by a quarterback in this league, mm-hmm. on top of what we did on defense, the turnover that was needed. We needed every play of that game, and that showed me everything I needed to know about Deshaun in that moment. And then to hear that he did all of that battling a season-ending injury, I'll go to war with that, you know, every single week. And so I think that was a great demonstration about what we all can look forward to. And that should leave everyone, you know, in Cleveland feeling hopeful and feeling good about the leader that's at hand that'll be taking the field this upcoming Sunday.
I'm going to ask you about your Thursday night pick coming up here in a second. ChangeOurFuture.org. Tell me about your charity that you run.
Yeah, so my charity, I don't run it by myself. I run it with my teammate, my wife, Erica McLeod. It's something that we embarked on back in 2020 where, you know, we wanted to really remove a lot of the labels and disparities that exist in underserved communities. And we both have a passion for kids, and we want our kids to win. And for us, we do it through exploratory learning and experiential learning through areas of mentorship, leadership, and educational programs such as STEM. And just feel like we want to create a better, you know, future for them and a better tomorrow. So a lot of our efforts that we spend are putting our kids first and making them feel seen, know they matter, and that they're all champions.
ChangeOurFuture.org is the website, by the way. All right, final one, Chiefs-Ravens on Thursday. Who do you have?
Oh, man. That's a tough one. This is a real good game. I'm going to give the edge to the Chiefs.
Wow. I'm taking Ravens.
Hey, you know.
So be it.
I want the Chiefs to go ahead and come out victorious. You know, that's a division opponent. Go ahead and give them 0-1 start. And Mahomes and the boys get it done for us.
Did you have fun?
Man, I did. That went fast. Came in. I was a little shaky.
You were. You're nervous. You sounded great. You sounded great, but you were nervous at first.
Yeah, but we got into rhythm. So I'm looking forward to next time.
That's good.
All right. Good luck on Sunday.
Appreciate y'all.
All right. Rodney McLeod in studio today and every Tuesday. The Smart Choice Windows and More studio. Coming up tomorrow. It's Wednesday already. That means we go around the AFC North.
Let's go. They're feeling like football around here.
Is it? Because the fans didn't make it feel like that today.
I think it'll change.
All right. Well, I hope so. I sure as hell hope so.
My dad works in B2B marketing. He came by my school for career day and said he was a big ROAS man. Then he told everyone how much he loved calculating his return on ad spend. My friends still laugh at me to this day.
Not everyone gets B2B, but with LinkedIn, you'll be able to reach people who do. Get a $100 credit on your next ad campaign. Go to linkedin.com/results to claim your credit. That's linkedin.com/results. Terms and conditions apply. LinkedIn, the place to be. To be.
From the mind of a 2-foot-tall talking spunks puppet comes this year's biggest challenge. It's time for Bob's Dare to Compare. The hottest game show on TV that asks, what happens when you compare Bob's to the competition? You get style. You get quality. You get beeps and boops and dings and whomps. And thousands of dollars in savings. Everyone's a winner when you dare to compare with Bob's Discount Furniture. Shop in store or at mybobs.com to play now.
Recovery from addiction can take many forms, and quite often, it's a team effort. For those in recovery, having support often leads to a better outcome. And for those supporting people in recovery, they celebrate every milestone. Here's to family, friends, loved ones, healthcare providers, and community groups who are essential to helping people find their path to recovery. If you or someone you know is experiencing addiction, visit cdc.gov/stopoverdose to learn more about the various treatment options available.